A 37-year-old newspaper article was the inspiration for a new movie called The Believer. The article and the movie tell the story of a most unlikely neo-Nazi in New York, Iris Mann reports.
The central character in The Believer is a charismatic, intelligent, and violently anti-Semitic skinhead who, early on, is interviewed by a New York Times reporter.
You can take the greatest Jewish minds ever. Marx, Freud, Einstein, what have they given us? Communism, infantile sexuality, and the atom bomb. In the mere 3 centuries, it's taken these people to emerge from the ghettos of Europe. They've ripped us out of a world of order and reason. They've thrown us into a chaos of class warfare, irrational urges, relativity, into a world where now the very existence of matter and meaning is in question. Why? Because it's the deepest impulse of a Jewish soul to pull at the very fabric of life till there's nothing left but a thread. They want nothing but nothingness. Nothingness without end.
Wow. Danny, this is great. You're incredibly articulate. But one thing. How can you believe all of this when you're a Jew yourself?
Judaism is a religion of questioning, of seeming contradictions, says filmmaker Henry Bean, and that's what fascinated him about this contradictory character.
In the center of the film, the scene that really is the pivot, he goes into a synagogue to desecrate the synagogue and to plant a bomb, but finds himself more affected by the synagogue, and particularly by the Torahs, than he anticipated or wanted. When I thought of a man who was going to be a Jew and a Nazi, not a synthesis of the two, but the two in alternation, I felt that I had discovered a truth that was extremely exciting to me. It made no sense at one level, and yet I thought it expressed something that many of us feel inside.
Bean's film has had a long road to the screen. The idea first came to him almost 25 years ago. About 3 years ago, it evolved into a 13-minute short film. When he finally finished the full-length feature, he started screening it at film festivals and for various organizations. Last year, he screened it for the Anti-Defamation League, which combats discrimination and tracks hate crimes. Amy Levy is associate director of the ADL's Los Angeles office.
The Anti-Defamation League is thrilled when films like this come out, whether it be about Matthew Shepard or whether it's about an extremist in American History X or, of course, about The Believer, because it gets people talking, and it gets people talking about hate crimes and talking about extremist group activity and anti-Semitism and prejudice and bigotry in all of its forms.
Apparently, not everyone was thrilled. Henry Bean also showed his movie to representatives of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, which houses the Museum of Tolerance in Los Angeles. The center's associate dean, Rabbi Abraham Cooper, has been quoted as calling the film a primer for anti-Semitism.
I thought, I'll show it to the Wiesenthal Center, and they'll give me, you know, a pat on the Jewish head, and all the classics divisions of the studios will be reassured, and we'll get our distribution deal. What I didn't realize was that the Wiesenthal Center was much more politically conservative than I had known, and that an issue for them, I think, was that they like to feel that they're the arbiters of the depiction of Jews and Judaism in Hollywood, and this was outside of their control. Whether it would have gotten a different kind of distribution deal without the Wiesenthal Center's comments, I have no idea. I think it's quite likely nothing would have changed, but perhaps it would have. You know, it's too hard for me to tell.
Rabbi Cooper did not respond to requests for an interview, but he has also been quoted as insisting that there is no campaign against the film. Nevertheless, Henry Bean was unable to interest a major distributor in the movie, despite having won the Grand Jury Prize at the Sundance Film Festival.
It may well have been that they said in the end, the potential downside for this film, that is, negative reactions from Jewish groups, even possibly boycotts, the prospect of people picketing them. Everybody remembered people picketing outside Lou Wasserman's house when Martin Scorsese released The Last Temptation of Christ. All of those negatives added up to a good deal more than the positives added up to, and they thought, it's not worth the struggle.
Bean's movie was eventually screened on Showtime, and he found a small company to give it a limited release. In a Los Angeles Times article about The Believer, reporter Rachel Abramowitz wrote that controversy is a pariah in Hollywood's corporate culture. She says Hollywood's idea of controversy is Fatal Attraction.
When it pushes a psychosexual button, and it's still a movie that everyone can talk about, because it's just sort of about their experience, but just a little bit more so. They don't like controversy when a movie is just like aggressively in your face sexual, or sort of something like The Believer, where it's sort of dealing with subject matter in a provocative, thought-provoking way. I mean, there's no one who's going to watch The Believer and not feel discombobulated by it in a certain way.
And that's what Henry Bean wanted.
Do I have a point of view? Sure, I have a point of view. And I think the point of view is completely obvious when you look at the whole film. Nevertheless, there is an exuberant, enjoyable expression of anti-Semitic rhetoric in this film. And I have that because I think that the characters, particularly the main character, enjoys doing that. He takes pleasure in it. And when we see him take that pleasure, we feel uncomfortable. And I think it's very interesting. I think that discomfort is truthful, but I think that pleasure is truthful as well. To say that characters enjoy saying this and we see him having fun doing it isn't to say that I believe those ideas or that the film supports those ideas. It clearly doesn't. But it depicts the world, at least in that way, somewhat the way it is.
The way it was in 1965 was a bit different from the portrayal in Henry Bean's film. Back then, a New York Times reporter learned that a Ku Klux Klan leader in the city was Jewish. When the reporter confronted Daniel Burroughs, he threatened to kill himself if the paper exposed him. It did, and he committed suicide. Henry Bean's film, The Believer, is now playing in selected theaters around the country. For NPR News, this is Iris Mann in Los Angeles.